Manu Patra alerts dated the 31st of May 2019. Supreme Court has directed the Maharashtra government to revise merit list for admission to postgraduate medical and dental courses in the state following cancellation of the EWS quota. Delhi High Court has noted that an architect of a building, in the capacity of an author of an artistic work of architecture, does not have the right to restrain the demolition of a building on the ground that it was designed as per his work. Delhi High Court has issued notice on appeal seeking a direction to center to draft a uniform civil code in the spirit of Article 14, 15 and 44 of the Constitution of India, 1950. Delhi High Court has granted 4 more months to the CBI to complete its probe in a bribery case involving the agency's former special director Rakesh Asthana. Delhi High Court has issued notice to former Union Telecom Minister A. Raja, DMK MP Kanyamoji and others to file a response on the plea filed by Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, and the Enforcement Directorate, ED. For an early hearing in 2G spectrum allocation case. Supreme Court has asked minority schools to admit students seeking admission under Right of Children to Free and Compulsory Education Act, 2009. The court's order came after some of the minority schools across the state challenged the 25% admission rule under the Act in Supreme Court. Supreme Court has told the Assam government to include retired bureaucrats, not below the rank of secretary and additional secretary and having judicial experience, for appointment as members of 200 additional foreigners tribunals which will be set up in the state. Supreme Court has stayed an order passed by the Chhattisgarh High Court on the 15th of May which directed the psychiatric examination of a woman who had married a man against the wishes of her parents. Supreme Court has granted a 7-day interim protection to Anirban Das, a social activist who is apprehending arrest in a criminal case filed in Bengal's Alipurduar for publishing a Facebook post critical of West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. Calcutta High Court in a big relief for West Bengal Additional Director General, ADG, CID, Rajiv Kumar has accepted his plea. Seeking quashing of the CBI notice served on him over alleged suppression of facts in the Sarada Chit Fund scam case. Delhi High Court has asked the AAP government, the police and the fire department to respond to a PIL seeking directions to them to ensure fire safety in all private coaching centers in commercial as well as residential areas of the national capital. Delhi High Court has restrained the Central Pollution Control Board CPCB from taking any coercive action against land-owning agency DTA pursuant to 1 crore rupees fine imposed on it for alleged non-compliance of the Graded Response Action Plan. Delhi High Court has asked the centre to inform it of status of the recommendations for population control made by the National Commission to review the working of the constitution years ago. Allahabad High Court has held that the mere fact that in the dying declaration, a sort of oath has been administered to the deceased before recording the same, would not make the credibility of the dying declaration doubtful and would not nullify the same. Kerala High Court has observed that the omission or error in the notice under Section 138 of the Negotiable Instruments Act, 1881 to mention the nature of the debtor liability, does not render it invalid. Kerala High Court has refused to quash the disciplinary proceedings initiated against an income tax officer for allegedly leaking the identity of an informant to an assessee. Delhi High Court has directed American multinational Johnson & Johnson, J&J, to pay 25 lakh rupees each to 67 patients in the faulty hip imprints case. The amount has to be disbursed within 2 weeks. Delhi High Court has observed while criticizing the guidelines for fire safety norms that the safety norms are moronic and a reason for fire accidents in the city. The guidelines put in place to grant fire clearance certificates to restaurants drew Delhi High Court's attention when it was informed that certificate is given on the basis of number of seats in an individual eatery and not by the capacity of the building where it is situated. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has approved Tata Steel's nearly 800 crore rupee bid to acquire Energy. The NCLT, while approving this bid, also rejected Bhushan Energy's former promoter Neeraj Singhal's objections to Tata Steel's bid for the debt-laden company. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has dismissed SR Power Jharkhand's former promoter's bid to take the company out of insolvency by offering to pay 1,200 crore rupees as a one-time settlement against the total debt of close to 5,600 crore rupees.